This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with the BubTopSecret.com podcast in reply to Akashic Wanderer on the thread Intro to Astral Projection. Now, did I hear you correctly at the end where you said that you have booked an interview with God? You are going to tape it and play it for us on here. Don't get me wrong. That would be great. That would be great. You know, it's just I thought, man, you know, if God was doing interviews now, Oprah would have already booked him or her or, you know, Dr. Phil would have had him on the show. It's just I look forward to the interview. I mean, you got to put this up. This is one I'm waiting on. As far as astral projection, I've been a spiritual wanderer all my life. I consider myself a spiritual anarchist because I don't believe in any religion. But that doesn't mean I want to go around astral projecting and getting out of my body, you know. I like it here. I like my body and I am not leaving it. Matter of fact, when it's time for me to die, the Grim Reaper is going to have to sneak up behind me with a 2x4 and hit me in the head because I ain't going any other way. I do believe that astral projection, it's not inherited, you know, because I didn't inherit the ability, but I know all my family members have it. Space cadets, one and all. I mean, they went out there and they did get stuck. So that old myth about you're saying you can't get stuck, nope, they're stuck. Trust me, if you met my family, you'd be saying, yep, they're stuck. You know, I was wrong on that one. I don't have to worry about finding my way back because I ain't going. I like it here, you know. I don't think my spiritual growth is dependent on leaving my body and looking somewhere else for answers. There's an old saying, if you can't see God in everything, then you can't see God in anything. And I pretty much believe that, you know. It's something that I can feel flowing through me. It's a very good topic, you know. I'm going to follow the threads and find out if anybody else is out there leaving their bodies and wandering around. Let's see, what else did you talk about? Oh, you said you'd go out, leave your body, and talk to others. I don't even like talking to my neighbor. I don't like talking to the people I have to work with. Why would I get up, leave my body in the middle of the night to go out and talk to someone? I suppose there are many, many ways to grow spiritually. And astral projection may very well be one of them. I don't see it in my future. I mean, it's not something I have to do to have a spiritual relationship. However, it does seem like a fascinating subject. It really does. And I look forward to more information on it, maybe some other people's journeys and such. It's going to be a fascinating thread. That's all I have to say on the subject. Love and light, my friends. Mr. Whoopi out.